This is the national public broadcast of W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American Society leader. The following khutbah, our sermon, titled The Call to Life, was recorded Friday, February the 15th, the year 2002, at the Los Angeles Convention Center in Los Angeles, California. The khatib, our teacher, is Imam W. Dean Muhammad. And now, Imam Muhammad.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. We praise God, the one and only creator of the heavens and the earth. He has no associates in the rule of the heavens over the heavens and the earth. He is God alone. And we witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is his servant and his messenger. The prayers and the peace be upon him. The day in the life of the Muslims, it begins with Adhan. However, we know that this was not established until better than 10 years after Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, had been introducing the religion of God for mankind to the people of Arabia, who were worshippers for the most part of idols, false gods. When he went to the city of Medina, on the invitation of the people of Medina, whose hearts were heavy, knowing that this wonderful leader for mankind was persecuted in his own city and denied the freedom of religion that Allah had missioned him to promote and establish. So they said to him, "Why you continue to stay with these people? Why don't you come to Medina and you will have a place there to do your work, to establish what you are trying to establish?" So he finally accepted, as you know. And then began the establishment of the Ummah, the Muslim community, the first Muslim community in the history of the world, established in Medina, and it was a complete community life. All the needs of man and woman and family in community was taken care of there in Medina. Education, preaching of the religion, of course, which is number one, but our education, and by the way, preaching of religion, if we follow Muhammad, the great leader of mankind, is also education. It's also education. And also business. Business concerns were addressed there. And an order, a model for the whole of mankind was established there, so we would know how God wants us established in society and how God wants that society to form and serve. him through service to all people. The Adhan, it is said of the Adhan in reports on Muhammad's life, peace be upon him, and his early followers. It is said that persons came to him, two I recall at least, and told him, said, I had seen something in a dream. And he shared it with the Prophet, and the Prophet was interested in it. And another person also reported that he had similar dream. And the Prophet established that we should have Adhan. That did not come as Quran and some other communications that Muhammad received from God that are not Quran, written in the Quran, but it came to one of his followers, to two of his followers, and his followers brought it to his attention, and then he said that, yes, this must be from God, and he established that we should have Adhan. Now, Adhan comes from the word Udhun, means ear. Udhun. Udhuni, my ear. Udhuni yameen, my right ear. Udhuni yasara, my left ear. Udhun, ear. And Adhan means attention with the ear, which you're hearing. Whatever we have in our religion from Muhammad, the servant and messenger of God, has a connection with something that came to the people of the book. We read in the scriptures given to the people of the book, blessed is he that has an ear. And we read also in the book, heed ye the word of the Lord and live. Heed means pay attention. And if I want to say to you all, pay attention, I would say, istadhinu. Or for many of you, istadhinu. Pay attention with your ears. Heed ye the word of the Lord and live. And then here comes the Adhan that says, hey, hey, hey ala salat, hey, hey. And I read in Proverbs, lonesome fellow searching, trying to get out of darkness before I came to see the full light that was I was blessed with when I studied the Quran in connection with what I had been given before. So, I read in Proverbs where it says, I can give it in Arabic now, because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad provided us with a good Arabic teacher when I was a young man in high school. So I can give it in Arabic now. In Proverbs it says, a living dog is better than a dead lion. Al kalbu hay akbaru min asadin mayt. Yes. So the call to prayer is really a call to life. And if you understand how Muhammad the Prophet came in the chain of prophets and prophecy to fulfill it and complete it and guide us into the universal world of life, of true life that Allah, our Creator, wants for us, if you understand that, then you understand also Muhammad saying that God sent builders, messengers, prophets, builders, to build a house. And each one put his contribution, made his contribution to that house. But one stone was missing. And it made the worshippers sad all down through the history of the religious people. It made them sad that no one was able yet or had mission yet to put that last stone in the building to complete the building. And Muhammad said, he is the one that God chose to put that last stone in the building of the house. And God said that it is the most ancient of the houses, built to the worship of God for all people. Boniya Linnas. This is in the Quran. The Adhan, paying attention. I remember as a young man in the Fruit of Islam, and the first thing they would say to us, attention! And I remember too receiving the student enrollment. The student enrollment. Everybody that became a member of the Nation of Islam had to get a student enrollment and learn it and be able to pass the examination. That tells us that the designer of that Nation of Islam, called Lost Found Nation of Islam in the wilderness of North America, he intended that all members, male and female, be students. The creation of man in Islam. Islam is the original pattern for human nature, the pattern upon which the human race or the humanity was formed or originated. This is Quran. This is from Quran. And we are to understand that God created our life for all of us when he created the first man, our first father, Adam. Peace be upon Adam. The Adhan calls to life. The word for call is taken from the word meaning life. Hay. We know that scriptures given to the people of the book says the word of God is life. The word of God is life. And deviation or departing from it is death. Sin is death. Elijah Muhammad, he saw himself as a messenger of his Savior. The same one he called his Savior, he said, made him also his messenger. So he saw his Savior also as his messenger upon me, also as his sender, who sent him as a messenger to us, the poor lost African Americans that we were told were once connected with Islam and had a life as Muslims in a Muslim environment or society. And he wanted to restore the lost found back to their own people and back to their own life. Elijah Muhammad. But Elijah Muhammad was also like the Elijah in the Bible. He was given language that would heal the wounds of the ex-slaves. He was given a language that would even heal the psyche of the ex-slaves and give them back again, or prepare them at least to be in a condition to receive again their original mind. The one who came for us as a savior, I repeat, he said, "24 scientists met in the root of civilization concerning the lost found nation they must return to their own. So they sent a messenger to them to teach them. And he said, now the teacher has worked for 3.5 years, and his accomplishment is 5 times 5. Approximately 25,000. And Muhammad said, use 5 before 5 undo you. Genesis said that the man was created on the 6th day. So there were 5 days of a world existing before the man was even created. And there was a woman washing at a pool or a well, and Jesus saw her, and he said, woman, I see you have 5 husbands over you, and the one you have is not yours. And Muhammad said, prayers and peace be on him, that Adam, the first man, was created on a pattern of 60 arm spans. And he said, no one lives or is resurrected from death except on the pattern of Adam. And he also said, prayers and peace be on our Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet of prophets. He said, no one of the descendants of Adam have enjoyed a meal more than the meal that he earned himself. So that tells me that it is in my own created matter and life to want the dignity of not having to beg others for bread. Allah created human beings to be free. Free! And he created them in the natural life mode. On the 6th day, to be free. But the Satan seduced man out of the dress of life that his God had put him in when he created him. So we had to be again brought back to the life that God intended for us. And I don't think the second man had only 6 days for his creation. I think he had 8. But the 8 was as though it was only 6. Yes, 8. Man had to be educated in his mind. God had put it in his nature to evolve, to grow, to develop, to use all of his properties that God had created him with and for. But the Satan made him slip, according to the word of God to Muhammad in the Quran and to us, out of the dress that God had put him in. And then God had to educate his mind. And Muhammad is a rebirth. Muhammad is a regeneration. God says that he is the one who taught the Quran. Allam al-Quran. He taught the Quran. Wa khalaq al-insan. And created the human being. So here is the creation that is a higher creation than the creation of the mortal being in his flesh and blood and bones, etc. Here is the creation of the soul, spirit, intellect. The whole abstract person is being created now to live in the animal vessel that is designed to carry a human being. And God says that he said, told Muhammad to read. And after a while, Muhammad was able to read. And Muhammad received the whole book of reading. And the whole book is called Reading. Al-Qur'an. Al-Qur'an from Qara'a, which means to read. Al-Qur'an. Whole book is called Al-Qur'an. That which is to be read and recited and taught. But you have to read it first. And we find that one of the worst problems we have for this great advanced, marvelously, miraculously advanced society we call the Western America and America in technology and in the objective sciences, etc., has so much advancement. It's marvelous and frightening even sometimes. But look at the terrible problem of literacy we have in some of our major cities, not to mention the backwoods in these modern times. So the issue, the most serious issue today, is literacy to keep civilization going forward and being unnecessarily burdened. We need more of our citizens to become literate and be more responsible for managing their life in a highly complex modern world, modern society. And God has already told us what we're going to need, more important than anything else. When he told Muhammad, his first word to him was revelation. He didn't say, Muhammad, I'm the Lord. He didn't say, Muhammad, my name is Allah. He said to him, read. First word. Didn't even tell him where it was coming from. Didn't even tell him who was speaking. He said, read. Then he told him who was speaking. In the name of your Lord, but not just any Lord. Not the Lord of Israel, not just any Lord, not the laws of London, not just any Lord, the Lord that created the heaven and the earth and everything therein, including you, Muhammad. Read in the name of your Lord who created. How many ways there are to know our God, our Elah? The one who created us is the one we should try to know. That's the God you want to know. God the Creator. Isn't that what God told Moses when he introduced himself to Moses? He introduced himself as the Creator. The one who gave us our human creation and gave us our inherent equality with all other human beings, made the same way. God has not made one inferior to the other. And God has not made one for more honor or more respect than the other. He says, Qad karamna kull bani Adam. Qad karamna bani Adam. We have certainly honored the children of Adam. All of us have been given the same inherent honor. He has created us to have creative forces within ourselves. And he says of himself, he says, he is the best of creators. He is the best of creators. So God is telling us that he is the creator above all, but he also created some to be creators. And they say of the African American, the black man in America, of the African American, that we can produce babies, but not much more. That we are not creators. We are great wood carvers. Long time ago in Africa, we were great masons, great builders, great men of art and sciences, but we lost it all. We lost it. But we are becoming creators again. Creators again. Praise be to Allah. Inshallah. Allah. And we are created for education, higher learning. And sometimes the world will take a whole people and separate them from the favors of God and deny them opportunities to develop themselves and grow with other free men, people in society. And this is mentioned too in the books that came before. It says, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me, God speaking, yet you have robbed me, this whole people. This whole people. And we know that when Muhammad came with the revelation from God to start civilization over again for the world was under darkness. The world was in darkness and under darkness. And Muhammad came to tell us that false worship is the worst of all oppressions. Inna shirka la dhulmun azeem. Surely, false worship is the most powerful or the worst form of oppression. Of oppression. God didn't want us enslaved in darkness or in corruption. And God gave us, as he gave Moses and those before Moses, gave us a leader to lead us out of the darkness into the light, out of corruption into a society respecting moral decency, ethics, purity for its society. So God says, he is the one who created man and then established the equality for man. خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى. And then he empowered man. قَدَّرَ. Empowered man. فَهَدَى. And thereafter guided him. And thereafter guided him. And he says that he has given every creature its needs in four measures. In four measures. He created them to be successful. Then he established them to seek equality for their common, excellent human essence. And then he also created them with the capacity to receive his spirit. He said to the angels that didn't want to accept the honor of the man that God was going to create to be responsible in the earth for his environment, he said to them, wait until I have given him of my own ruh, of my own spirit, then you submit to him. So he also created every man, not one man, every man and woman to have a capacity to receive God's spirit. Now that's not the Holy Ghost. There's a difference between the Spirit of God in Islam and the Holy Ghost in some churches. It's certainly not the Holy Ghost in some of those churches that I visited, because they talk in tongues that I can't understand. And I think Paul had a problem with that in the Bible. He wanted to understand what they was talking about too. We are called to come to life. The life that God created us for when he created the first man. The community life. One of the learned imams in Islam, at one of the meetings that I was in with leaders abroad, he said to me, he said, you know, Imam Muhammad, Abraham was a community. And he just left it right there. And I took it where he wanted me to take it, I believe. Muhammad is a community. And Jesus Christ, as a sign, is also a community. And both of them use similar language when they said, Jesus Christ said, according to the gospel, we don't take the Bible to be accurate every place or reading. So I'm not offering you this for you to just stand upon it and go on and take it and run with it now. We're just saying what's in the Bible. This is not our, that's not our book. Our book is the Quran. We take what's in the Quran and run with it. We take what's in the Bible and look at it and then put it down. All right. So it says in the Bible of Jesus Christ that he said to his followers, he said, I and the Father, and he went on with that, meaning God, and then he spoke of himself and his relationship to his followers and their relationship to him. He said, and I in you, and you in me. And then Muhammad was told by God to say. God said to Muhammad, he said, Muhammad, say to them, I am a mortal being like you are. I am a mortal being like you are. So what does that tell us? If we see it as a progression, it was said of Jesus Christ and the people before it was said again in the day of Islam to Muhammad. So how do we understand this? We understand that the clarity is given by God to Muhammad. There is also clarity for the relationship of Jesus Christ to people. That Jesus Christ was a mortal human being, just like all other mortals. He had no divinity as a human being that made his human form different from ours. The only difference was that he had a spirit in him from God that he obeyed, and his mortal life conformed as God wanted it to conform to the will and spirit of God. And Muhammad also had lived even without God revealing anything to him for 40 years. And he had retained the flesh purity, the mortal innocence that God created for all human beings. And therefore God selected him from among his fellow citizens and selected him to be a messenger to all people. And then told him, I know that they will think you are something above a human being too, because you're going to do marvelous things. Tell them, I am a human mortal like you are. Mithlukum, like you are. And a basharum mithlukum. I am a human person or human mortal like you are. And all of you, mithlukum, like all of you. Didn't say like Peter. Didn't say like Paul. Because maybe that would confuse the people too. Says like you, human beings. Muhammad was a human being. Coming to correct what was said of Jesus Christ in error after God had revealed to him the plain truth. They then saw him and perceived him incorrectly and took centuries discussing it before they could come up with an agreement to publish what they concluded on. And then they were still not without a unanimous decision. There were many who didn't agree with their portrayal of Jesus Christ as God and man. I'm still talking about what I started out talking about, the human being, in the form, in the excellent created form for your freedom and for your prosperity. When Muhammad said, and none will rise or go up except on that pattern that he gave Adam, he is saying that you won't have prosperity. You won't have happiness. You won't have prosperity until you conform to the pattern of life that God created for Adam. I got all these notes and I don't need any of them, because this has been my subject for over 50 years. Praise be to Allah. Now, you know, the Bible says something similar. It says no one has risen to heaven except him who was in heaven already. Islam is the true freedom, and Allah brings us to this true-traded freedom by telling us that we were created to be his slaves. His slaves. But a slave of God, if he is not a fanatic or not a drunkard, drinking the wine of revelation and not understanding the plain teachings, if he's not confused, freedom, slavery under God is your maximum freedom. Slavery to your Creator is your maximum freedom. It's the true freedom. It's the freedom your heart and soul that God gave you want. It's the true freedom.